What did you hate hearing when you were pregnant? Think back, maybe you're pregnant right now and people would say something and just, no, I can't believe you just said that. You can text in 99925. My wife's going through this right now. There's just things that she's hearing. She's like, no, why? Like, you know, when people tell her what to eat.
Yeah, no sushi. Yeah, no sushi.
Yeah, you know, it's hard enough as it is.
No wine.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that because now and then she'll have just a little bit, like
just a sip,
right? Or she likes to have a sip of my beer, and man, do people judge her. You can see the looks on their face.
People look at you like you're a monster. It happened to me too. I took a couple of sips here and there, I have to say. I know. Shame on me.
All right, we're getting a lot of texts and calls. Let's go to the phones right now. Things you hated hearing when you were pregnant, or maybe you said something to a pregnant woman and you instantly
regretted it.
Like immediately. You can text in or you can give us a call. Robin, go ahead.
Well, I went to the gym until I was about 8 months pregnant, and every time I walked in or stepped on a treadmill, people would look at me like, what is she doing here? I don't get it. And the doctor told me, do what you have to do, and in the end, your labor is going to be a lot easier, and it was. I pushed for about 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and there they were, you know?
Jolene's on the phone. What about you? What did you hate hearing when you were pregnant?
Being told not to do something because I'm pregnant, not incompetent.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And annoying as hell. With my first daughter, I was 165 when I got pregnant, and I was 275 by the end. I blew up like a balloon.
Wow. That's a lot. Text here, you look too young to have a baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. And also, too, you look too old. Or aren't you old to have a baby? That's another thing, too, that pregnant women get.
Right.
Which is just not respectful.
How about let's just not say anything?
That is
a
wonderful idea.
Let the person live.
You know what? That is a great idea.
How about that?
That is to keep the mouth shut, okay? Because I'm learning that now as a husband.
You know,
I got to watch what I say.
Right.
The hormones are out of whack.
Exactly.
I got to be very
careful. And let live.
Live and let
live. You're only pregnant so many times in your life. So might as well just enjoy it.